wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Harlan Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so glad you could join us today. We hope our program is a blessing to you. We begin a new series. For the last several weeks, we've been talking about the mysteries of the Bible, and now we're making a change. We're going to be studying several people of the Bible, and I call this series Lives Changed with Few Words. You know, many times when people's lives were changed in the Bible, they weren't changed by some long sermon, and we know there were some long sermons in the Bible. In fact, one time Paul preached all day long, and a guy fell out of a window. These messages aren't going to be like that. These were messages, or these were lives changed with few words. The message was short, but the message hit right at home. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And for some, the change came very quickly. For others, it may have taken a little bit longer. But in any case, God can and will change your life. And I was thinking about the lives that changed in the ministry of Christ, the lives of Matthew, Zacchaeus, Bartimaeus, Lazarus, you know, who died, and Paul, who was persecuting the church. Each one of these lives were dramatically changed. And when they were changed, they were often changed with only a few words. We're going to begin in Matthew chapter 9. And so if you have a Bible or can get a hold of one somewhere nearby, I would encourage you to go and get it and join with us today as we consider His Word. While you're looking for your Bible, I want to remind you to go and look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. For one thing, you'll find these messages also recorded there. And you can go back and listen to earlier messages, our series on mysteries of the Bible, or you can go through and begin listening to these series. While it's broadcast on the radio at specific times, you can go anytime and find these programs at www.considerhisword. And we would love to hear from you. So while you're there, drop us a note, click on the link that says contact us, and let us know where you are and where you're hearing this program today. So go check it out, www.considerhisword.org. Let's get into the scripture, Matthew chapter 9. I want to begin reading at verse 9, and we'll read down through verse 13. The Bible says, "As Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Master, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what meaneth, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I want you to think for a minute what Matthew's life must have been like. You know, he was hated by just about everybody. The Jews didn't like him because he was collecting taxes for the Romans. And the Romans knew he was corrupt, so they didn't have much use for him. And I could imagine that Matthew lived a very lonely life. That when he got up in the morning, that he would eat his breakfast alone. He would gather together his table and his boxes and whatever he would needed, and he would go to work. And except for the business he was conducting of collecting those taxes for the Romans, few would even speak to him. I would imagine some would even make faces at him and maybe even utter some unkind words under their breath. And he wonders how he'll conduct his business today. What will he tell the people? What will he tell the Roman authorities? But imagine he had kind of a lonely life. People didn't like him because of his misplaced loyalties, of his disloyalty, and Romans didn't like him because of his dishonesty. And yet here in the middle of the day, conducting his business, going about taking the taxes and receiving the money from people and perhaps turning in his receipts to the Roman, along comes one individual who had two words for him, only two words. And in fact, in every gospel, these only two words were recorded. It was simply the words, "Follow me." Jesus saw a man. Jesus saw Matthew perhaps differently than he saw anybody else. He saw what he was. He saw that Matthew was a sinner, that he was lost. And yet Jesus saw something more. He saw what he could be. Not just what he was. And so there were only two words that were spoken that day to Matthew. Those two words were, "Follow me." There was no discussion. There was no sermon. Just the invitation, "Follow me." And the Bible says, when we go over to Luke chapter 5, where this account is also recorded, we have his response, exactly what Matthew did at that moment. And in Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 29, actually it's verse 28, the Bible says that he left all, rose up, and followed him. The Bible says he just got up and he left all. He left his old life behind. He left his disloyalties. He left his dishonesty. He left his loneliness. And at the invitation of Jesus, "Follow me," he left all and followed him. Matthew right away goes to work for the Lord and becomes a witness for the Lord. He throws a party at his house. You continue reading in Luke chapter 5, and the Bible says that Levi, or Matthew, made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. Now, who else would he invite except for these other publicans or these other tax collectors? So he invites all of his friends over. The Bible says that they were publicans or tax collectors. The scribes and Pharisees identified them as sinners. Anyone that they had decided was unclean. You know, the religious crowd was there. For whatever reason, these scribes and Pharisees also showed up. And the Bible says they just began to criticize. Verse 30 in chapter 5 says, "But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, 'Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?'" So all they could do was criticize. Now, what was this religious crowd was doing there? I don't think they were necessarily in the party. But they were around. I think they were watching what was going on. Perhaps they had seen Matthew begin to follow Jesus and wondered why this tax collector would follow Jesus. And so perhaps they had followed him to his house. I don't know what they got there. But you know, the religious crowd only had criticism. They complained. They murmured. Their criticism was, why are you hanging out with this crowd? Why are you hanging out with this bunch? You know, he called them publicans and sinners. They thought that perhaps Jesus would only hang around with righteous people. And Jesus had an answer for them. He said, they that are whole, or those that are well, need not a physician, but they that are sick. How often do we go to the doctor when we're well? Maybe once a year for that annual checkup. And boy, when the flu comes, when the sickness comes, we call the doctor up and we go to see that doctor. They that are well need not a physician, he said, but those that are sick. And then Jesus said this, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He didn't come after those who were self-righteous. These were the Pharisees and the scribes that were there. Oh, they thought that they were the most righteous people around, and they were very proud of that fact. Jesus said, I didn't come to call you. I came to call the sinners to repentance. Jesus came to find those who would need him most. Notice that Jesus called Matthew, and he said to Matthew, follow me. Just the two words were all that were necessary. Follow me. Matthew responded. Matthew's life was changed forever. In fact, Matthew would go on to write one of the Gospels. We just read it, the Gospel of Matthew. We understand that he went on to be a missionary. At least tradition tells us that he became a missionary in a foreign land. He became a follower of Christ, and he followed him all the rest of his life. When Jesus called Matthew and said, follow me, he also extends that invitation to you. He says, come unto me. To follow him every day. Matthew 6:24, Bible says, Jesus said to disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You realize that's exactly what Matthew did. When I was just a kid of 8 years old, I made that decision to follow Jesus. Now, to follow Jesus means that we study him, that we learn to be like him, that we learn after him, how he lived, what he says, what he does, and how we should pattern our life after him. You know, some people follow Darwin or follow Freud or follow someone else, but I want to follow Jesus. How about you? Would you like to be a Jesus follower? You can do that today. Just make that decision that you want to follow Christ the rest of your life. He'll change your life. Our time is gone for the day. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week when we once again open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word.